7236.
Scott, good morning. This is Grant. What can I do for you? What's wrong with that bus?
Twice now, at Tradition and then at Duke. It hovered right at 90 pounds, so if I kneel it, I happen to take my foot off the brake for a second and have to push the brake a second time. The air pressure drops below 80-85, and of course it goes into interlock, won't go. So I have to sit there for 2-3 minutes waiting for it to air back up that 5 pounds just to get it to go back into gear. If we've got a trade out heading that direction, why don't you have them hold there, because this is going to be a pain in the butt.
Okay, well, you're fast approaching town center, and we've got no extras, they're canceling runs, and I'm going to put you in drop-off only, and the only way I'm going to get you another bus is for you to go to the garage.
Okay, well, if we've got the mechanic there, let's have him take a look and see if he can fix this thing, get it up over 90, because all the way in it hasn't gone over 95. So it's definitely, there's something amiss.
Well, it depends on where he's at right now. I had him at town center. He's probably going to be at town center when you get there. I'll have him, he's seeing two buses there, and then he's got one down at the college. So I'll put you in his lineup and see what he can do. I'm going to ask him, but I'm kind of guessing he's not going to be able to do a lot. That's why we're going to, you know. Plan A is see the truck and go to the garage. Unless he says otherwise.
Affirmative, I'm good with that. I'll talk to you later, I'm clear.
708.